Okay, from reinventing recording to reinventing the Girl Scouts. The Scouts are trying to rebrand themselves to be more in sync with the times. Shannon Mullen reports.
The Girl Scouts have been stereotyped for decades by three words: cookies, camping, and crafts. And that notion is still going strong.
My name is Caroline Funkhauser. I'm 16 years old. I've never been a Girl Scout, never had much interest in it. I always thought it was a girly thing, and I'm not much of a girly girl.
The Girl Scouts know they face more competition than ever for young girls' attention. But they say today's Scouts do a lot more than past generations. Things like whitewater rafting, running websites, and survival camping.
For example, this February I slept out in 13-degree weather, and I think that's really cool. There's nothing girly about that.
17-year-old Kayla Gisherman was among 60 middle and high school age girls at a recent Girl Scout workshop near Boston, where they used pretend budgets to practice money management.
On day one, we have to add the $30.
This is like life, basically. Absolutely. Welcome to the real world, girls.
The girls also learned how to cook on a hot plate, change a fuse, and unclog a toilet. Some of the skills that program director Wendy Garflip says they'll need when they leave home for college.
We try and present a variety of different programs that will give the girls the strength of character to move on when they leave Girl Scouts and live independently. I don't think we've done the best job possible in getting the word out there what Girl Scouts really is.
Only about 10% of American girls are involved with Girl Scouts, a number that's held steady for decades. But the Scouts plan to start targeting the other 90% with their most aggressive PR strategy to date. CEO Kathy Cloninger just hired the organization's first ever marketing director to revitalize their brand.
We are looking for partnerships where we put Girl Scouting into the middle of girl culture, and we use spokespeople and marketing campaigns, the internet and Facebook and however, you know, wherever girls hang out, that's where we're trying to get to them with new messages about what Girl Scouting really is.
The Girl Scouts also charged their in-house research institute to study how girls feel about the organization's core mission to train future women leaders. Research director Judy Schoenberg.
What we heard from thousands of girls is that they're really turned off by the command and control, top-down type of leadership that they see so much around them. They really aspire to a type of leadership that's about making a difference in the world and social change.
The Scouts want to give girls more say in how they learn to be leaders. So this spring, in addition to the traditional programs led by troop leaders, CEO Kathy Cloninger says there'll be new programs called Leadership Journeys that will be planned and directed by the Girl Scouts themselves.
So they are following their own girl interests. So we're working to, you know, help adults step back a bit and to encourage girls to step up.
The Girl Scouts plan to roll out new TV, magazine, and web content this fall, and they're focusing on attracting more Black, Hispanic, and Asian girls. The Scouts say they'll be watching closely to see who takes notice. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.
Coming up on Day to Day, reporter Mike Pasca on the 10th anniversary of the release of the Little Blue Pill, Viagra.